This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
With over 20 years of industry experience, KWA Group Branding provides quality, on-time, and cost-effective custom imprinted promotional items that exceed the needs and objectives of our client. Promotional items include giveaways for participants at events, custom decorated apparel, corporate and donor gifts, awards and recognition items, banners, signs, and displays. Let us help you promote your brand, promote your event, and promote your life. Visit us at www.kwagroupbranding.com.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's, and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones, because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese, and along with my co-host, Mr. Andre Williams, we'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of our top leaders here in the community. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, this is Hispanic Heritage Month. And by the time this comes on, it may have ended or it may be still going on. But the fact of the matter is, I want to respect our Latin community and the people that have made some great contributions to it. So today, we are fortunate to have with us the famous, I like to call her famous, Miss Maria Hernandez. And she is the Chief Program Officer at United Way Broward County. Welcome to the podcast, Maria.
Good morning, David, and thank you so much for having me. I don't know about famous, but I'm here.
Well, I want to thank you again. I think you guys at the United Way are doing a fabulous job. But before I go any further, let my audience know a little bit about who Maria Hernandez is and how she got started. So go ahead, Maria.
Yes, David. Yes. I was born and raised in the Dominican Republic, and I came to the United States several years ago to attend college, went to SUNY Naples, upstate New York, and then I went for my master's degree at Fordham University in Midtown, New York. So New York and Dominican Republic are both my homes. Being in South Florida now for 24 years, I love it here. So I guess this is my third home. But as an immigrant, you know, I'm very invested in my community. I believe in the potential of humans. I'm passionate about human services and an advocate for those in need, a daughter, a mother, a leader. And I lead with compassion and innovation and accountability, always thinking about how to give back to my community and how to embrace our culture in everything that we do.
Now, I see here that you're working at the United Way, but did you start out there? Where did you start your desire to drive us into the community from your background?
Yes. So I started my career in New York, working in different programs there, including the health department. And when I moved to Florida in 1999, I started working for Children Home Society of Florida, then Family Central. And now I've been at United Way for almost 11 years.
That's beautiful. So what made you inspired to get into the nonprofit side of business?
Like I shared with you, my desire to give back to my community and to embrace those that need an additional push. I do believe in the transformation, the possibility of transformation for humans. And I believe in a non-for-profit. That's what we do every day, is believing in giving people opportunities and giving people the platform to do better and do well.
So you've been at the United Way for a little bit. Why did you choose the United Way? Why not another nonprofit that you could have worked in?
So I have worked in other non-for-profits and all of them have been amazing. But United Way is a little bit different. United Way, I see ourselves as a backbone organization bringing the community together. So it's not only about us providing services, but it's also about us bringing our community together. It's about us, you know, helping each other to network. It's about us, you know, strengthening the possibilities in our community. So I love that United Way is comprehensive, that we can do a little bit of everything. Other non-for-profit, their focus is one thing or another. In United Way, we focus in health, education, and financial prosperity, which we think are the cornerstone of any community. So for me, it's just a privilege to be able to work for an agency that is looking and embracing the community through education, through health, and to also financial prosperity.
Beautiful. I could not say that better myself. I love what United Way is doing and some of the great things that you're doing. Now, as the chief program officer, what is the role? What are the titles and what programs that you are currently responsible for? One, what programs do you see that will be coming out of the United Way in the immediate future?
Yes, David. So as the chief program officer, my primary responsibility is that I'm accountable for the operations of the agency community investment, such as the community impact department. I oversee the Commission on Substance Abuse and Drug Prevention, which it has been assisting for over 35 years. And I also responsible for overseeing Mission United. So everything that has to do with our impact in the community, our investment in the community, and collaborating with other non-for-profits. We are funding under my department about a little bit over 87 non-for-profit agencies and about 135 programs.
Wow. Now, with all those programs, do you foresee any more being added because of the nature of the industry, or are you looking to try to focus on some of the key programs that you feel are going on?
So, yes, excellent question. So we do have a lot of programs going on, but one of the programs that I see coming very soon, actually, is United for Senior, which is an initiative to promote wellness in our community. We understand that we have great challenges right now. We are a senior community in Broward County. And we had created this online community platform that basically includes, you know, community engagement for seniors, Different groups where seniors can join, and you know the groups are aligned with hobbies and interests, going from, you know, starting from health to wellness, cultural activities, fostering both, you know, learning and enjoyment in those groups. We in the platform, we will be featuring virtual events, and also we will be providing valuable resources for users to have access to essential information they need. Some of the topics that we will be featuring in our platform is, you know, brain health, health services, digital literacy, programs around wellness, and, you know, helping people to stay connected and be up to date with what's going on in our community.
You sound super excited about this opportunity going forward. Where do you see this opportunity with our seniors? And of course, I'm going to come back to Mission United because I know a lot of my listeners are big in the in the Marines or in the military side of the house. So I definitely want to make sure we talk a little bit about that as well. But for the senior program, you talked about mental health. What other things that you foresee for our seniors that we may not be offering today that you think United Way can be offering?
So, David, you know, right now in the seniors in South Florida are facing, you know, a variety of challenges, challenges that had to do with healthcare access and the cost. You know, many of our seniors in South Florida, you know, they rely on Medicare, Medicaid, and sometimes they don't have the dollars to be able to pay for gaps in coverage or for the co-payments, and also for, you know, high prescription drug costs. They just sometimes can't afford it. Another issue that we see our seniors facing is housing affordability. You know, a large portion of our seniors are in fixed incomes, and affordable housing is a major concern. We know that many of our seniors are struggling to afford rent, property taxes, and we see that some of them, you know, are being pushed into housing insecurity and homelessness. Natural disaster is another area that's impacting our seniors. You know, in South Florida, we are vulnerable to hurricanes and flooding. And for many of our seniors, you know, even evacuations during time of disaster can be a challenge. Transportation is another challenge, and mobility, them being able to go to the doctor appointments, to go to the supermarket, to go to the doctor appointments. We have seen social isolations being also an area impacting our seniors, especially those, you know, that are Hispanic. Cultural and language barrier are a challenge for our Hispanic and Caribbean, you know, seniors. They're facing, you know, huge issue with language barriers. So what I see United Way doing to close these gaps is to continue funding programs that will create, you know, the opportunities for seniors to have access to co-payments for some of their medications. We are looking at programs that can provide transportation. Actually, for our veteran seniors, we provide transportation through a partnership we have with Lyft so that they can go to their doctor appointments. We have, within United Way, we're funding about 35 different food distribution sites, and we are hoping that these distribution sites are going to be able to help our seniors access, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables. We are working also in another program as part of United for Senior, where we are pairing college students to do their internship, working on a weekly basis with seniors that are isolated or homebound. We want the students to go into their homes and help them with whatever it is that they need. If they need to go order their medication, if they got to pick up medication, if they want to go to the park, if they want to go to the movies, to be a companion for seniors during weekdays. So we are also bringing those programs. So a lot of programs going on at United Way to support our seniors and to close the gaps in all these needs that I share with you.
No, that is fabulous. Now, I'm going to take you off a different pattern for a moment, because this, again, is Hispanic Heritage Month. I want to get a good feeling of what you feel that the Latin population here in Broward County, one, and two, how is United Way focusing on that community to help them? And we talked about our seniors, which I think is very important. You did mention a little bit about some of the things that you guys are doing for the Latin community in particular, but is there something more that you feel that we can do, maybe collaborating with more Latin organizations or what, that you feel can make a bigger impact?
Yes, yes. I believe that the Latin community in Broward County wants to be seen. We are here. There's over 30% of the community in Broward County that's Hispanic. So we want to be seen. We want programs and we want opportunities to be relevant to us. And, you know, we want to be a contributor to the fiber of this community. In United Way, we have created incredible programs to support this community. On an annual basis, we have a Hispanic conference where we spend a Saturday of the year working and doing different types of workshops and educational opportunities for parents. And we do 100% in Spanish because we want them to know that we see them and that we know that they are hardworking individuals in this community, that they are relevant to everything we do, and that we see them and we see their contribution. Therefore, we are going to be providing programming that align to their needs, and the programs are going to be mainly in their language.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Making it feel comfortable for the community that we are supporting and trying to serve. And I thank you from that standpoint, but I'm going to give you a little bit more time to talk about some of the other great programs that are going on, because we talked a little bit about Mission United, and I know you may not be directly involved, but I know a lot of our Latino and Hispanic people have come out of the military and are probably having struggles not only for the same problem that most of our seniors have, but also probably just changing their skill set and mindset. What are you guys doing at the United Way to help along that line?
So interesting. Mission United is one of my babies, so I do oversee Mission United.
Yeah, I set you up. Yes, I did. I set you up. Yes, yeah. Go ahead.
It's one of my babies, one of our babies for sure. You know, our veteran community is a priority to us. We have created the Mission United program, and it's a program to help our veterans to assimilate back to our community. We provide wraparound services to our veteran community and to their families. One of the things is we want to make sure that they don't feel isolated, that they know we are here for them. They serve their country. They serve all of us. And now it's time for us to serve them. We provide housing services, wraparound services, emergency housing. We connect them to employment. We do employment training as well. We do care coordination with our veterans. We help them with transitional housing. We help them with behavioral health services if they need. Whatever it is that our veteran community needs, Mission United provides. We have a team of about a little bit over 28 professionals that are dedicated to embrace our veteran community and to ensure that we are providing the best quality services for them. And we have a lot of community partners that are in this journey with us. We provide contracts to several agencies to ensure that our veterans are receiving wraparound services around the club for anything that they may need.
That is great. So, you know, I do have a little bit more time. So out of full disclosure, I want to make sure that, you know, not only the programs that you offer, what other programs that I might not have had a chance to talk to you about that you oversee that you feel that the Latin community is not taking advantage of and that we can talk about it now.
No, David, our United Way is a little bit different than others in the sense that we are a hybrid. We are a funder in our community. As I said, we're funding several programs and agencies in the community. And in addition to that, we provide a lot of services in-house. And, you know, one of the services that we have in-house, in addition to Mission United, and in addition to the Commission on Behavioral Health and Drug Prevention, is the Reading Pulse program. And basically, this is like a reading, coaching, mentoring type of program for our children. We know that our children are having difficulty reading. And the goal of the program is to ensure that by third grade, our children are going to be reading the proficiency that is required. And we know that if they are able to achieve that, they're going to do better in school. So we provide the mentorship and the to children in several schools in Broward County.
Okay. So that is one of the programs that you guys are taking that, you, like you said, you get other funding. So what other programs do you fund that support the Latin community so that my listeners can understand where their dollars are going?
So in addition to the Reading Pulse program, Mission United and the Commission, we also have Project Empower. And this is an amazing program that we have in partnership with Florida Power and Light. And basically, it's a program that helps strengthen the relationship between our police officers and our first responders and youth in our communities. So basically, we pair the police officers with the youth, and they get to put together a community activity once a month. An incredible program, again, is to embrace and support, you know, our community of color, especially, and to ensure that our first responders and police officers are really attuned with the needs of our youth in our communities.
Okay, so now we know that you're doing these great things. Now, my listeners are entrepreneurs and business community leaders. What are you doing to help our businesses from a Latin perspective as well as a regular perspective so that we can take advantage of getting our businesses to expand and grow here in beautiful Broward County?
Yes, David. So we partner with three agencies that we fund for the Center for Working Family. Basically, okay. The Center for Working Families is a concept first that help families to obtain employment or to start their own business. That's the first part of the project. The second part of this project is to help individuals to start making some savings, a little bit of saving. And once they are there and they're stable, the third part of the program is to help individuals to grow their dollars in their savings. And the way to do that could be starting new businesses. And it could be just, you know, going to other type of jobs. So our agency, United Way, is funding several different agencies to implement these programs in the community. Now, in time of disaster, like, you know, we just have 4 years ago with COVID-19, our United Way provided small grants to small businesses to make sure they stay stable during the crisis. So we often do that when there's time of disaster, especially for hurricane recovery. We do provide some assistance to a small business to make sure that they get the help they need to maintain them open and stable during the time of crisis.
Okay. I like what I'm hearing. And now, you know, while we're recording, I have Hurricane Milton just blowing down our end. So hopefully we can make some things happen there. Hopefully none of our folks will be damaged too badly, but at least we know we can go from that end to make it work for everybody. So as we are starting to slowly wind down, I wanted to make sure that we get all the information of what events you have coming up, one, and then two, what's your best way to get in contact with you, either through United Way, personally, or however, because we want to make sure that we are giving all the plugs to United Way so our community can be engaged, especially at this time during Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yes, David, as you say, we are expecting a hurricane that will be probably impacting South Florida and Central and North Florida. For now, number one thing for us is one to make sure the community stays safe and that we are providing information to help people connect with shelters and with the resources they may need. And to do that, we have our website. Individuals can go into our website and they can see a lot of information there available for services available in our community. We also have open a donation page for those that would like to contribute to all of these families in communities that have been impacted by the hurricane. They can do that as well. Post-storm, we will be also collecting donations in partnership with other agencies to ensure those agents, those donations reach those individuals that have been impacted by the storm. If anybody wants to learn more about everything we are doing, they can visit our website, unitedwaybroward.org, or they can contact us at 954-462-4850.
Can you repeat that for my listeners again? Because we don't write fast.
UnitedWayBroward.org. And the phone number is 954-462-4850.
So now I'm going to give you a chance to do some shameless plugs. And that is, what events you guys got coming up between now and probably by the end of October or maybe in November that we can help and participate you with?
Oh, yes, we have. We have in November, we will be celebrating our veterans and we're going to have the Veterans Summit. We're still finalizing the day. But if any veteran, anyone that wants to learn more about our community, the amazing things our veterans are doing in Broward County, you can go on our website and see the information there for day and time that we were going to have the summit. And then we have our Magnolia Luncheon, and that's our Women United Luncheon that's taking place. So we look forward to see all of you there.
Okay. So that's perfect. You're a perfect lead in. So again, in closing out, how do we help you?
Once, if you can please connect people to United Way of Broward or to 211. If anybody comes to you asking for information or where to find resources, please send them to UnitedWayBroward.org or to 211 Broward. That's one way to help. And the other way to help us is providing your donation. Anything, $1 can help. It doesn't matter if it's a large donation or a small one. Anything can help. United Way Broward, you see the other name for donations. And also you can volunteer with us. So if you want to volunteer, you can reach out to us at 954-462-4850.
And that is so beautiful. And it's great to hear that you guys are doing some great things. I know you mentioned some things for our young people, but again, I know that I would like to create what I call a pipeline. So for our younger audience or our future entrepreneurs, how do they get involved with you as well? Because they may not know what programs you offer to our youth that they can take advantage of as well.
Yes, definitely. So we have a young professional society that they can connect with us. The information is right there on our website. We would love to have our youth and young entrepreneurs joining us. We're always doing workshops and presentations to help them strengthen their business.
Wow. So Maria, look, I can go on and on, but unfortunately, I knew this would happen. Time is slowly coming upon us, and I have to let the radio people go back in and let our listeners do their thing and be prepared. But before we leave, I want my listeners to remember now you've been listening to Maria Hernandez, who's the Chief Programmer Officer at United Way of Broward. And as you can hear, there is a lot of great things going on, more than she can probably have time to share with us on this podcast. But please, take advantage of this opportunity. This is for our not only Hispanic folks, but also our community. So take advantage. If you know people and need to know what's going on, please have them reach out to Maria Hernandez at the United Way of Broward, and he or she can do some great things. So Maria, I want to thank you for giving out time of your schedule to talk to our community. Listeners, look forward to you next time when you'll hear another great community leader. Bye for now.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled D-A-V-I-D, N-R-E-E-C-E at email.com. See you next time. And I've been taking care of business every day.
Taking care of business everywhere. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.